Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Beacon Hill, state lawmakers are again weighing whether to ban the use of aversive or a skin shock therapy. Currently, it's used in just one school in the country, the Judge Rotenberg Center in Canton. Supporters say the procedure helps developmentally disabled children and adults lead normal, safe lives. Critics say the practice amounts to torture. More on the story from WBUR's Rachel Gottbaum.
Jeffrey Sanchez is a state representative whose nephew has severe mental retardation.
There is no cure for what Brandon has.
Brandon is non-communicative and is a danger to himself.
The only options available to keep my nephew alive were locking him up in a padded cell with a straitjacket and drugging him up. That did not guarantee that my nephew wouldn't kill himself by either biting off his tongue, biting holes through his cheek, and ruminating until his esophageal tube would burn.
Sanchez says 20 years ago, when Brandon was 12, he was moved to the Judge Rotenberg Center, where he was one of the first children to receive so-called skin shock or aversive therapy. Sanchez says the electric shocks have kept his nephew alive.
When he starts to ruminate meaning when you vomit into your mouth, you chew, and then you swallow again, and then you vomit and chew and swallow again, the application is given, and it stops him from doing it. It's as simple as that.
Brandon still lives at the center and still receives this treatment. The JRC is often considered the last resort for children and adults who range from being emotionally disturbed to severely autistic. It's the only school in the U.S. that's known to offer electric shocks as a way to modify sometimes violent and bloody behavior. Students come from districts across the country.
This is a typical classroom. The kids are at lunch right now.
Glenda Crooks is director of the Rotenberg Center, and she gives a tour on a recent afternoon.
They do computer work, bookwork, and group lessons. We have special subject teachers, social studies, science, Spanish, that they get pulled out. They work with them on a one-to-one basis. They may come here, they haven't been to school in years, 17 years old, functioning in the third, fourth grade, but within a short period of time, they can jump several grade levels. So our academic program is pretty amazing.
Inside, the center looks a bit like a wonderland. Brightly colored sculptures adorn the walls. There are several arcades, a snack bar, a hair salon. There's even a yellow brick road that runs through the hall here. Crook says it's called the Reward Street.
It's amazing. We have a movie theater, an internet cafe, a contract store where the kids can spend their money and points, and we have a huge after-school activities program, so this is really full during after-school activities, but it's just fun.
The entire program at the Rotenberg Center is based on rewards and punishments. If students do not misbehave, they can build up points so they can play in the arcade, buy candy, or go on field trips with their teachers. They will lose those privileges for resorting to behaviors that got them into the school in the first place. About a third of the students here wear small electrodes attached to their skin. When they begin to act out, sometimes violently towards themselves or others, they can be zapped remotely with a 2-second shock. That's what happens to Leanne Emick. She came here when she was 17 because no other place would take her. She was too violent, says her mother, Lauren Emick.
She has sent people to the hospital numerous times. She has had so many restraints that both of her knees needed surgery. She's bit me. She's pulled my hair. She couldn't learn. She couldn't do anything. She needed to be isolated because she was just dangerous.
On a recent afternoon, Emick visits Leanne in a class where she's placing jelly beans into little plastic eggs. The eggs will be given out as rewards for other students. Emick is beaming at her daughter's progress. I ask Leanne, who is now 20, about the electrodes attached to her arms and her torso.
That's right.
So they stay on you. You sleep with them too?
Yeah, I do.
She does. Are you ready to have them taken off?
No, because I don't know what to do if I'm frustrated. But say it's kind of like a safety guard, and I have nothing on because it stops on because the jet hurts. It's like a little bee sting.
It did not feel like bee sting. It felt like an extreme piercing pain.
Hillary Cook was sent to the Rotenberg Center when she was 17 because of her violent behavior.
There's other ways of keeping someone safe besides hurting them. You know, I mean, you want somebody to stop hurting themselves. You don't hurt them.
Cook says she was not given a choice on whether to attend the school. It was either there or jail. Now 23, she's studying art in Boston. She says when she was at the Rotenberg Center, she lived in a constant state of fear. That's because, she says, the shocks were used randomly.
The shocks were used for things most of the time that just didn't make sense, especially on kids that couldn't stand up for themselves. The more, you know, lower on the autistic spectrum, they couldn't really speak up for themselves. In the case of the higher functioning students, a lot of the times they'd get shocks just for swearing or for saying no. It wasn't even just for hurting people. It was for just not doing what people wanted you to do.
I'm enraged that we allow this barbaric practice on innocent disabled children in Massachusetts.
Brian Joyce is a state senator whose district includes Canton, where the center is located. He's introducing a bill to prohibit aversive therapy using electric shock. The proposal is one of several attempts over the years to ban the practice.
No other state in the union lets this happen. The United Nations has ruled that this is torture. We wouldn't be able to do this to the most heinous of criminals pursuant to the constitutional prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment. And yet it goes on in Canton, Massachusetts at the JRC.
Attorneys for the JRC say the center, which has successfully won court cases in the past, will challenge any attempt to ban skin shock therapy. Besides the proposals for the legislature, the Massachusetts Department of Developmental Services is also considering barring electric shocks for new students at the Rotenberg Center. The agency is expected to make a decision by September. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.